The First Book of Paralipomenon, Chapter 18. David's victories, his chief officers. And it came to pass after this that David defeated the Philistines, and humbled them, and took away Geth and her daughters out of the hands of the Philistines. And he defeated Moab, and the Moabites were made David's servants, and brought him gifts. At that time David defeated also Adarezer, king of Sobah, of the land of Hamath, when he went to extend his dominions as far as the river Euphrates. And David took from him 1,000 chariots, and 7,000 horsemen, and 20,000 footmen, and he half all the chariots' horses, only 100 chariots, which he reserved for himself. And the Syrians of Damascus came also to help Adarezer, king of Sobah, and David slew of them likewise 22,000 men. And he put a garrison in Damascus, that Syria also should serve him and bring gifts. And the Lord assisted him in all things to which he went. And David took the golden quivers which the servants of Adarezer had, and he brought them to Jerusalem. Likewise, out of Thebath and Chun, cities of Adarezer, he brought very much brass, of which Solomon made the brazen sea, and the pillars, and the vessels of brass. Now when thou, king of Hamath, heard that David had defeated all the army of Adarezer, king of Sobah, he sent Adoron, his son, to King David, to desire peace of him, and to congratulate him that he had defeated and overthrown Adarezer, for thou was an enemy to Adarezer. And all the vessels of gold and silver and brass King David consecrated to the Lord, with the silver and gold which he had taken from all the nations, as well from Edom, and from Moab, and from the sons of Ammon, as from the Philistines, and from Amalek. And Abishai, the son of Sarvius, slew of the Edomites in the vale of the salt pits 18,000. And he put a garrison in Edom, that Edom should serve David. And the Lord preserved David in all things to which he went. So David reigned over all Israel, and executed judgment and justice among all his people. And Joab, son of Sarvia, was over the army, and Josaphat, the son of Ahilud, recorder, and Sadok, the son of Akitub, and Achimelech, the son of Abiathar, were the priests, and Susa, scribe. And Benaiah, the son of Joiada, was over the bands of the Kerethi and the Phelethi, and the sons of David were chief about the king. Chapter 19. The Ammonites abuse David's ambassadors. Both they and their confederates are overthrown. Now it came to pass that Naas, the king of the children of Ammon, died, and his son reigned in his stead. And David said, I will show kindness to Hanun the son of Naas, for his father did a favor to me. And David sent messengers to comfort him upon the death of his father. But when they were come into the land of the children of Ammon to comfort Hanun, the princes of the children of Ammon said to Hanun, Thou thinkest perhaps that David, to do honor to thy father, hath sent comforters to thee, and thou dost not take notice that his servants are come to thee to consider and search and spy out thy land. Wherefore Hanun shaved the heads and beards of the servants of David, and cut away their garments from the buttocks to the feet, and sent them away. And when they were gone, they sent word to David, who sent to meet them, for they had suffered a great affront, and ordered them to stay at Jericho till their beards grew, and then to return. And when the children of Ammon saw that they had done an injury to David, Hanun and the rest of the people sent 1,000 talents of silver to hire them chariots and horsemen out of Mesopotamia, and out of Syria Mecca, and out of Sobah. And they hired 32,000 chariots, and the king of Mecca with his people. And they came and camped over against Medaba. And the children of Ammon gathered themselves together out of their cities, and came to battle. And when David heard of it, he sent Joab and all the army of valiant men. And the children of Ammon came out and put their army in array before the gate of the city. And the kings that were come to their aid stood apart in the field. Wherefore Joab, understanding that the battle was set against him before and behind, chose out the bravest men of all Israel, and marched against the Syrians. And the rest of the people he delivered into the hand of Abishai, his brother, and they went against the children of Ammon. And he said, If the Syrians be too strong for me, then thou shalt help me. But if the children of Ammon be too strong for thee, I will help thee. Be of good courage, and let us behave ourselves manfully for our people and for the cities of our God, and the Lord will do that which is good in his sight. So Joab and the people that were with him went against the Syrians to the battle, and he put them to flight. And the children of Ammon, seeing that the Syrians were fled, they likewise fled from Abishai his brother and went into the city. And Joab also returned to Jerusalem. But the Syrians, seeing they had fallen before Israel, sent messengers and brought to them the Syrians that were beyond the river. And Sophach, general of the army of Adarezer, was their leader. And it was told David, and he gathered together all Israel, and passed the Jordan, and came upon them, and put his army in array against them, and they fought with him. But the Syrian fled before Israel. And David slew of the Syrians 7,000 chariots and 40,000 footmen, and Sophach the general of the army. And when the servants of Adarezer saw themselves overcome by Israel, they went over to David and served him. And Syria would not help the children of Ammon any more. Chapter 20. Rabbah is taken. Other victories over the Philistines. And it came to pass after the course of a year, at the time that kings go out to battle, Joab gathered together an army, and the strength of the troops, and wasted the land of the children of Ammon, and went and besieged Rabbah. But David stayed at Jerusalem, when Joab smote Rabbah, and destroyed it. And David took the crown of Milcom from his head, and found in it a talent weight of gold and most precious stones, and he made himself a diadem of it. He took also the spoils of the city, which were very great. And the people that were therein he brought out, and made harrows, and sleds, and chariots of iron to go over them, so that they were cut and bruised to pieces. In this manner David dealt with all the cities of the children of Ammon, and he returned with all his people to Jerusalem. After this there arose a war at Gezer against the Philistines, in which Sabbekai the Hussathite slew Saphai of the race of Raphaim, and humbled them. Another battle also was fought against the Philistines, in which Adiodatus, the son of Saltus, a Bethlehemite, slew the brother of Goliath the Gathite, the staff of whose spear was like a weaver's beam. There was another battle also in Geth, in which there was a man of great stature, whose fingers and toes were 24, six on each hand and foot, who also was born of the stock of Rapha. He reviled Israel, but Jonathan the son of Semaah, the brother of David, slew him. These were the sons of Rapha and Geth, who fell by the hand of David and his servants. Chapter 21. David's sin in numbering the people is punished by a pestilence, which ceaseth upon his offering sacrifice in the threshing floor of Ornan. And Satan rose up against Israel and moved David to number Israel. And David said to Joab and to the rulers of the people, Go and number Israel from Beersabi even to Dan, and bring me the number of them, that I may know it. And Joab answered, The Lord make his people 100 times more than they are. But my lord the king, are they not all thy servants? Why doth my lord seek this thing, which may be imputed as a sin to Israel? But the king's word rather prevailed. And Joab departed and went through all Israel, and returned to Jerusalem. And he gave David the number of them whom he had surveyed, and all the number of Israel was found to be 1,100,000 men that drew the sword, and of Judah 470,000 fighting men. But Levi and Benjamin he did not number, for Joab unwillingly executed the king's orders. And God was displeased with this thing that was commanded, and he struck Israel. And David said to God, I have sinned exceedingly in doing this. I beseech thee, take away the iniquity of thy servant, for I have done foolishly. And the Lord spoke to Gad, the seer of David, saying, Go and speak to David, and tell him, Thus saith the Lord, I give thee the choice of three things. Choose one which thou wilt, and I will do it to thee. And when Gad was come to David, he said to him, Thus saith the Lord, Choose which thou wilt, either 3 years' famine, or 3 months to flee from thy enemies, and not to be able to escape their sword, or 3 days to have the sword of the Lord, and pestilence in the land, and the angel of the Lord destroying in all the coasts of Israel. Now therefore see what I shall answer him who sent me. And David said to Gad, I am on every side in a great strait, but it is better for me to fall into the hands of the Lord, for his mercies are many, than into the hands of men. So the Lord sent a pestilence upon Israel, and there fell of Israel 70,000 men. And he sent an angel to Jerusalem to strike it, and as he was striking it, The Lord beheld and took pity for the greatness of the evil, and said to the angel that destroyed, It is enough, now stop thy hand. And the angel of the Lord stood by the thrashing floor of Ornan the Jebusite. And David, lifting up his eyes, saw the angel of the Lord standing between heaven and earth, with a drawn sword in his hand, turned against Jerusalem. And both he and the ancients, clothed in haircloth, fell down flat on the ground. And David said to God, Am not I he that commanded the people to be numbered? It is I that have sinned. It is I that have done the evil. But as for this flock, what hath it deserved? O Lord my God, let thy hand be turned, I beseech thee, upon me and upon my father's house, and let not thy people be destroyed. And the angel of the Lord commanded Gad to tell David to go up and build an altar to the Lord God in the thrashing floor of Ornan the Jebusite. And David went up according to the word of God, which he spoke to him in the name of the Lord. Now when Ornan looked up and saw the angel, he and his four sons hid themselves, for at that time he was thrashing wheat in the floor. And as David was coming to Ornan, Ornan saw him, and went out of the thrashing floor to meet him, and bowed down to him with his face to the ground. And David said to him, Give me this place of thy thrashing floor, that I may build therein an altar to the Lord, for thou shalt make of me as much money as it is worth, that the plague may cease from the people. And Ornan said to David, Take it, and let my lord the king do all that pleaseth him. And moreover, the oxen also I give for a holocaust, and the drays for wood, and the wheat for the sacrifice. I will give it all willingly. And King David said to him, It shall not be so, but I will give thee money as much as it is worth, for I must not take it from thee, and so offer to the Lord holocausts free cost. So David gave to Ornan for the place 600 sickles of gold of just weight. And he built there an altar to the Lord, and he offered holocausts and peace offerings. And he called upon the Lord, and he heard him by sending fire from heaven upon the altar of the holocaust. And the Lord commanded the angel, and he put up his sword again into the sheath. And David, seeing that the Lord had heard him in the thrashing floor of Ornan the Jebusite, forthwith offered victims there. But the tabernacle of the Lord, which Moses made in the desert, and the altar of holocausts, was at that time in the high place of Gabaon. And David could not go to the altar there to pray to God, for he was seized with an exceeding great fear, seeing the sword of the angel of the Lord. Chapter 22. David, having prepared all necessaries, chargeth Solomon to build the temple, and the princes to assist him. Then David said, This is the house of God, and this is the altar for the holocaust of Israel. And he commanded to gather together all the proselytes of the land of Israel, and out of them he appointed stone cutters to hew stones and polish them to build the house of God. And David prepared in abundance iron for the nails of the gates, and for the closure and joinings, and of brass an immense weight. And the cedar trees were without number, which the Sidonians and Tyrians brought to David. And David said, Solomon my son is very young and tender, and the house which I would have to be built to the Lord must be such as to be renowned in all countries. Therefore I will prepare him necessaries. And therefore before his death he prepared all the charges. And he called for Solomon his son, and commanded him to build a house to the Lord the God of Israel. And David said to Solomon, My son, it was my desire to have built a house to the name of the Lord my God. But the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Thou hast shed much blood and fought many battles, so thou canst not build a house to my name after shedding so much blood before me. The son that shall be born to thee shall be a most quiet man, for I will make him rest from all his enemies round about, and therefore he shall be called peaceable, and I will give peace and quietness to Israel all his days. He shall build a house to my name, and he shall be a son to me, and I will be a father to him, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom over Israel forever. Now then, my son, the Lord be with thee, and do thou prosper and build a house to the Lord thy God, as he hath spoken of thee. The Lord also give thee wisdom and understanding, that thou mayest be able to rule Israel, and to keep the law of the Lord thy God. For then thou shalt be able to prosper, if thou keep the commandments and judgments which the Lord commanded Moses to teach Israel. Take courage and act manfully, fear not, nor be dismayed. Behold, I in my poverty have prepared the charges of the house of the Lord, of gold 100,000 talents, and of silver 1,000,000 talents. But of brass and of iron there is no weight, for the abundance surpasseth all account. Timber also and stones I have prepared for all the charges. Thou hast also workmen in abundance, hewers of stones, and masons, and carpenters, and of all trades the most skillful in their work. in gold and in silver and in brass and in iron, whereof there is no number. Arise then and be doing, and the Lord will be with thee. David also charged all the princes of Israel to help Solomon his son, saying, You see that the Lord your God is with you, and hath given you rest round about, and hath delivered all your enemies into your hands, and the land is subdued before the Lord and before his people. Give therefore your hearts and your souls to seek the Lord your God, and arise and build a sanctuary to the Lord God, that the ark of the covenant of the Lord and the vessels consecrated to the Lord may be brought into the house, which is built to the name of the Lord. Chapter 23. David appointeth Solomon king. The distribution of the Levites and their offices. And David, being old and full of days, made Solomon his son king over Israel. And he gathered together all the princes of Israel, and the priests and Levites. And the Levites were numbered from the age of 30 years and upwards. And there were found of them 38,000 men. Of these 24,000 were chosen and distributed unto the ministry of the house of the Lord, and 6,000 were the overseers and judges. Moreover, 4,000 were porters, and as many singers, singing to the Lord with the instruments which he had made to sing with. And David distributed them into courses by the families of the sons of Levi, to wit, of Gerson, and of Kehath, and of Merari. The sons of Gerson were Ledan and Simai. The sons of Ledan, the chief Jahiel, and Zethan, and Joel, 3. The sons of Simai, Salomith, and Hosiel, and Aaron, 3. These were the heads of the families of Ledan. And the sons of Simai were Lehath, and Ziza, and Jos, and Beriah. These were the sons of Simai, 4. And Lehath was the first, Ziza the second. But Jos and Beriah had not many children, and therefore they were counted in one family and in one house. The sons of Kehath were Amram, and Esar, Hebron, and Oziel, 4. The sons of Amram, Aaron, and Moses. And Aaron was separated to minister in the Holy of Holies, he and his sons forever, and to burn incense before the Lord according to his ceremonies, and to bless his name forever. The sons also of Moses, the man of God, were numbered in the tribe of Levi. The sons of Moses were Gershom and Eleazar. The sons of Gershom, Subuel, the first. And the sons of Eleazar were Rehobiah, the first. And Eleazar had no more sons, but the sons of Rehobiah were multiplied exceedingly. The sons of Issar, Solomith the first. The sons of Hebron, Jeriel the first, Amarias the second, Jehaziel the third, Jachmam the fourth. The sons of Oziel, Micah the first, Jesiah the second. The sons of Merari, Moholi, and Musi. The sons of Moholi, Eleazar, and Sis. And Eleazar died and had no sons but daughters. And the sons of Sis, their brethren, took them. The sons of Musi, Moholi, and Eder, and Jeremoth, 3. These are the sons of Levi in their kindreds and families, princes by their courses, and the number of every head that did the works of the ministry of the house of the Lord, from 20 years old and upward. For David said, The Lord, the God of Israel, hath given rest to his people, and a habitation in Jerusalem forever. And it shall not be the office of the Levites to carry any more the tabernacle, and all the vessels for the service thereof. So according to the last precepts of David, the sons of Levi are to be numbered from 20 years old and upward. And they are to be under the hand of the sons of Aaron for the service of the house of the Lord, in the porches, and in the chambers, and in the place of purification, and in the sanctuary, and in all the works of the ministry of the temple of the Lord. And the priests of the charge of the loaves of proposition, and of the sacrifice of fine flour, and of the unleavened cakes, and of the frying pan, and of the roasting, and of every weight and measure. And the Levites are to stand in the morning to give thanks, and to sing praises to the Lord, and in like manner in the evening, as well in the oblation of the holocausts of the Lord, as in the Sabbaths, and in the new moons, and the rest of the solemnities, according to the number and ceremonies prescribed for everything continually before the Lord. And let them keep the observances of the tabernacle of the covenant, and the ceremonies of the sanctuary, and the charge of the sons of Aaron their brethren, that they may minister in the house of the Lord. Chapter 24. The divisions of the priests into 24 courses, to serve in the temple, the chiefs of the Levites. Now these were the divisions of the sons of Aaron. The sons of Aaron, Nadab, and Abihu, and Eleazar, and Ithamar. But Nadab and Abihu died before their father, and had no children. So Eleazar and Ithamar did the office of the priesthood. And David distributed them, that is, Zadok of the sons of Eleazar, and Ahimelech of the sons of Ithamar, according to their courses and ministry. And there were found many more of the sons of Eleazar among the principal men than of the sons of Ithamar. And he divided them so, that there were of the sons of Eleazar 16 chief men by their families, and of the sons of Ithamar 8 by their families and houses. And he divided both the families one with the other by lot. For there were princes of the sanctuary and princes of God, both of the sons of Eleazar and of the sons of Ithamar. And Semaias, the son of Nethaneel, the scribe, a Levite, wrote them down before the king and the princes, and Zadok the priest, and Ahimelech, the son of Abiathar, and the princes also of the priestly and Levitical families, one house which was over the rest of Eleazar, and another house which had the rest under it of Ithamar. Now the first lot came forth to Joarib, the second to Jedai, the third to Harim, the fourth to Seorim, the fifth to Melchiah, the sixth to Mimon, the seventh to Achos, the eighth to Abiah, the ninth to Jeshua, the tenth to Sekaniah, the 11th to Eliasib, the 12th to Jachim, the 13th to Hopha, the 14th to Isbab, the 15th to Belga, the 16th to Emir, the 17th to Hezer, the 18th to Apsis, the 19th to Phatia, the 20th to Hezekiel, the 1 and 20th to Jachin, the 2 and 20th to Gamal, the 3 and 20th to Delio, the 4 and 20th to Matzio. These are their courses, according to their ministries, to come into the house of the Lord, and according to their manner, under the hand of Aaron their father, as the Lord the God of Israel had commanded. Now of the rest of the sons of Levi, there was of the sons of Amram, Subael, and of the sons of Subael, Jehadiah, also of the sons of Rehobiah, the chief, Josias, and the son of Issar, Salamoth, and the son of Salamoth, Jehath, and his son Jeriel, the first, Amarias, the second, Jehaziel, the third, Jechmain, the fourth, the son of Otziel, Micah, the son of Micah, Samir, the brother of Micah, Josiah, and the son of Josiah, Zacharias, the sons of Merari, Mahole, and Musai, the son of Otziel, Beno, the son also of Merari, Otziel, and Soam, and Zachar, and Hebri, and the son of Mahole, Eleazar, who had no sons, and the son of Sis, Jeremiel, the sons of Musai, Mahole, Eder, and Jeremoth. These are the sons of Levi according to the houses of their families. And they also cast lots over against their brethren, the sons of Aaron, before David the king, and Zadok, and Ahimelech, and the princes of the priestly and Levitical families, both the elder and the younger. The lot divided all equally. Chapter 25. The number and divisions of the musicians. Moreover, David and the chief officers of the army separated for the ministry the sons of Asaph, and of Heman, and of Idithon, to prophesy with harps, and with psalteries, and with cymbals according to their number, serving in their appointed office. Of the sons of Asaph, Zachar, and Joseph, and Nethaniah, and Asarela, sons of Asaph, under the hand of Asaph, prophesying near the king. And of Idithon, the sons of Idithon, Godolias, Sorai, Josias, and Hasabias, and Mathathias, six, under the hand of their father Idithon, who prophesied with a harp to give thanks and to praise the Lord. Of Heman also, the sons of Heman, Mokiah, Mathaniel, Osiel, Subuel, and Jeremoth, Hananias, Hanani, Eliatha, Gedelthi, and Romamthiezer, and Jezbekasa, Melothi, Othir, Mehaziath. All these were the sons of Heman, the seer of the king, in the words of God, to lift up the horn. And God gave to Heman 14 sons and 3 daughters. All these under their father's hand were distributed to sing in the temple of the Lord, with cymbals and psalteries and harps, for the service of the house of the Lord near the king, to it Asaph, and Idithon, and Heman. And the number of them with their brethren that taught the song of the Lord, all the teachers, were 288. And they cast lots by their courses, the elder equally with the younger, the learned and the unlearned together. And the first lot came forth to Joseph, who was of Asaph, the second to Godolias, to him and his sons, and his brethren 12. The third to Zachar, to his sons and his brethren 12. The fourth to Isari, to his sons and his brethren 12. The fifth to Nethaniah, to his sons and his brethren 12. The sixth to Bokiah, to his sons and his brethren 12. The seventh to Israelah, to his sons and his brethren 12. The eighth to Josiah, to his sons and his brethren 12. The ninth to Mathanias, to his sons and his brethren 12. The tenth to Semaias, to his sons and his brethren 12. The 11th to Azareel, to his sons and his brethren 12. The 12th to Hasabiah, to his sons and his brethren 12. The 13th to Subael, to his sons and his brethren 12. The 14th to Mathathias, to his sons and his brethren 12. The 15th to Jeremoth, to his sons and his brethren 12. The 16th to Hananias, to his sons and his brethren 12. The 17th to Jesbekasa, to his sons and his brethren 12. The 18th to Hanani, to his sons and his brethren 12. The 19th to Melothi, to his sons and his brethren 12. The 20th to Eliatha, to his sons and his brethren 12. The 21st to Othir, to his sons and his brethren 12. The 22nd to Gedithiah, to his sons and his brethren 12. The 23rd to Mahaziath, to his sons and his brethren 12. The 24th to Romam Theatzer, to his sons and his brethren 12. Chapter 26. The divisions of the porters, offices of other Levites. And the divisions of the porters, of the Korites, Mesalemiah, the son of Kore, of the sons of Asaph, the sons of Mesalemiah, Zacharias the firstborn, Jedahel the second, Zedabias the third, Jethaniel the fourth, Elam the fifth, Johanan the sixth, Elioni the seventh. And the sons of Obededom, Semias the firstborn, Jezebad the second, Joah the third, Sekar the fourth, Nathaniel the fifth, Amiel the sixth, Issachar the seventh, Pholathai the eighth, for the Lord had blessed him. And to Semai his sons were born sons, heads of their families, for they were men of great valor. The sons then of Semias were Othni, and Raphael, and Obed, Elitzabad, and his brethren most valiant men, and Elio, and Semachias. All these of the sons of Obededom, they and their sons and their brethren, most able men for service, 62 of Obededom. And the sons of Mesalemiah, and their brethren strong men, were 18. And of Hosa, that is, of the sons of Merari, Simri the chief, for he had not a firstborn, and therefore his father made him chief. Helcias the second, Tibelius the third, Zacharias the fourth, all these, the sons and the brethren of Hosa, were 13. Among these were the divisions of the porters, so that the chiefs of the wards, as well as their brethren, always ministered in the house of the Lord. And they cast lots equally, both little and great, by their families for every one of the gates. And the lot of the east fell to Selemias, but to his son Zacharias, a very wise and learned man, the north gate fell by lot. And to Obededom and his sons, that towards the south, in which part of the house was the council of the ancients. To Sepham and Hosah towards the west, by the gate which leadeth to the way of the ascent, ward against ward. Now towards the east were 6 Levites, and towards the north 4 a day, and towards the south likewise 4 a day, and where the council was 2 and 2. In the cells also of the porters toward the west 4 in the way, and 2 at every cell. These are the divisions of the porters of the sons of Kore and of Merari. Now Achaias was over the treasures of the house of God and the holy vessels. The sons of Ledan, the sons of Gersoni, of Ledan were heads of the families of Ledan and Gersoni, Jehali. The sons of Jehali, Zathan and Joel, his brethren over the treasures of the house of the Lord, with the Amramites and Issarites and Hebronites and Ozealites. And Sobeel, the son of Gershom, the son of Moses, was chief over the treasures. His brethren also, Eleazar, whose son Rehobiah, and his son Isaias, and his son Joram, and his son Zichri, and his son Salameth, which Salameth and his brethren were over the treasures of the holy things, which King David and the heads of families and the captains over thousands and over hundreds and the captains of the host had dedicated. Out of the wars and the spoils won in battles, which they had consecrated to the building and the furniture of the temple of the Lord. And all these things that Samuel the seer and Saul the son of Cis and Abner the son of Ner and Joab the son of Sarvia had sanctified, and whosoever had sanctified those things, they were under the hand of Selemeth and his brethren. But Conanias and his sons were over the Issarites, for the business abroad over Israel to teach them and judge them. And of the Hebronites, Hasabias and his brethren, most able men, 1,700 had the charge over Israel, beyond the Jordan westward, in all the works of the Lord, and for the service of the king. And the chief of the Hebronites was Jeriah, according to their families and kindreds. In the 40th year of the reign of David they were numbered, and there were found most valiant men in Jazer Gilead, and his brethren of stronger age, 2,700 chiefs of families. And King David made them rulers over the Reubenites, and the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh, for all the service of God and the king. Chapter 27. The 12 captains for every month, the 12 princes of the tribes, David's several officers. Now the children of Israel, according to their number, the heads of families, captains of thousands and of hundreds, and officers that served the king according to their companies, who came in and went out every month in the year, under every chief, were 24,000. Over the first company, the first month, Jeshbon, the son of Zabdiel, was chief, and under him were 24,000. Of the sons of Pharis, the chief of all the captains, in the host in the first month. The company of the second month was under Dudia, an Ahohite, and after him was another named Makaloth, who commanded a part of the army of 24,000. And the captain of the third company for the third month was Benaias, the son of Joiada, the priest, and in his division were 24,000. This is that Benaias, the most valiant among the 30, and above the 30. And Amizabad, his son, commanded his company. The fourth, for the fourth month, was Asahel, the brother of Joab, and Zebadias, his son after him, and in his company were 24,000. The fifth captain, for the fifth month, was Samaoth, a Jezerite, and his company were 24,000. The sixth, for the sixth month, was Hira, the son of Achis, a Thecuite, and in his company were 24,000. The seventh, for the seventh month, was Helis, a Phalonite of the sons of Ephraim, and in his company were 24,000. The eighth for the eighth month was Sobekai, a Hussathite, in the race of Zerahai, and in his company were 24,000. The ninth for the ninth month was Abiezer, an Anathothite, of the sons of Jemini, and in his company were 24,000. The tenth for the tenth month was Merai, who was a Netophathite, of the race of Zerai, and in his company were 24,000. The 11th for the 11th month was Benaias, a Pharathonite, of the sons of Ephraim, and in his company were 24,000. The 12th for the 12th month was Holdai, an Atephathite, of the race of Gathoniel, and in his company were 24,000. Now the chiefs over the tribes of Israel were these. Over the Reubenites, Eliezer, the son of Zechariah, was ruler. Over the Simeonites, Sephatias, the son of Mekah. Over the Levites, Hasabias, the son of Camuel. Over the Aaronites, Sadok. Over Judah, Eliu, the brother of David. Over Issachar, Amri, the son of Michael. Over the Zabulonites, Jesemias, the son of Adias. Over the Naphtalites, Jeremoth, the son of Osriel. Over the sons of Ephraim, Osi, the son of Ozatziu. Over the half-tribe of Manasseh, Joel, the son of Phadiah. And over the half-tribe of Manasseh in Gilead, Jedo, the son of Zacharias. And over Benjamin, Jesiel, the son of Abner. And over Dan, Ezrahel, the son of Jeroham. These were the princes of the children of Israel. But David would not number them from 20 years old and under, because the Lord had said that he would multiply Israel like the stars of heaven. Joab, the son of Sarviah, began to number, but he finished not, because upon this there fell wrath upon Israel, and therefore the number of them that were numbered was not registered in the chronicles of King David. And over the king's treasures was Azmoth, the son of Adiel, and over those shores which were in the cities, and in the villages, and in the castles, was Jonathan the son of Ozias. And over the tillage, and the husbandmen who tilled the ground, was Esri the son of Chelub. And over the dressers of the vineyards, was Semias a Ramathite. And over the wine cellars, Zebdias an Aphonite. And over the olive yards, and the fig groves, which were in the plains, was Balanum a Jederite. And over the oil cellars, Joas. And over the herds that fed in Saron, was Setri a Saronite. And over the oxen in the valleys, Saphat, the son of Adlai. And over the camels, Ubil, an Ishmaelite. And over the asses, Jediah, a Meronathite. And over the sheep, Jazes, an Adarene. All these were the rulers of the substance of King David. And Jonathan, David's uncle, a counselor, a wise and learned man, he and Jehiel, the son of Hakamoni, were with the king's sons. And Achitophel was the king's counselor, and Chusai the Arachite, the king's friend. And after Achitophel was Joiada, the son of Benaias and Abiathar, and the general of the king's army was Joab. Chapter 28. David's speech in a solemn assembly, his exhortation to Solomon, he giveth him a pattern of the temple. And David assembled all the chief men of Israel, the princes of the tribes, and the captains of the companies who waited on the king, and the captains over thousands and over hundreds, and them who had the charge over the substance and possessions of the king, and his sons with the officers of the court, and the men of power, and all the bravest of the army at Jerusalem. And the king rising up and standing said, Hear me, my brethren and my people. I had a thought to have built a house in which the ark of the Lord and the footstool of our God might rest, and I prepared all things for the building. And God said to me, Thou shalt not build a house to my name, because thou art a man of war and hast shed blood. But the Lord God of Israel chose me of all the house of my father to be king over Israel forever. For of Judah he chose the princes, and of the house of Judah my father's house. And among the sons of my father it pleased him to choose me king over all Israel. And among my sons, for the Lord hath given me many sons, he hath chosen Solomon my son to sit upon the throne of the kingdom of the Lord over Israel. And he said to me, Solomon thy son shall build my house and my courts, for I have chosen him to be my son, and I will be a father to him. And I will establish his kingdom forever, if he continue to keep my commandments and my judgments as at this day. Now then, before all the assembly of Israel, in the hearing of our God, keep ye and seek all the commandments of the Lord our God, that you may possess the good land and may leave it to your children after you forever. And thou, my son Solomon, know the God of thy father, and serve him with a perfect heart and a willing mind. For the Lord searcheth all hearts, and understandeth all the thoughts of minds. If thou seek him, thou shalt find him. But if thou forsake him, he will cast thee off forever. Now therefore, seeing the Lord hath chosen thee to build the house of the sanctuary, take courage and do it. And David gave to Solomon his son a description of the porch, and of the temple, and of the treasures, and of the upper floor, and of the inner chambers, and of the house for the mercy seat, as also of all the courts which he had in his thought, and of the chambers round about, for the treasures of the house of the Lord, and for the treasures of the consecrated things, and of the divisions of the priests, and of the Levites, for all the works of the house of the Lord, and for all the vessels of the service of the temple of the Lord. Gold by weight for every vessel for the ministry, and silver by weight according to the diversity of the vessels and uses. He gave also gold for the golden candlesticks, and their lamps according to the dimensions of every candlestick, and the lamps thereof. In like manner also he gave silver by weight for the silver candlesticks, and for their lamps according to the diversity of the dimensions of them. He gave also gold for the tables of proposition, according to the diversity of the tables, in like manner also silver for other tables of silver. For flesh hooks also, and bowls, and censers of fine gold, and for little lions of gold, according to the measure he gave by weight for every lion. In like manner also for lions of silver he set aside a different weight of silver. And for the altar of incense he gave the purest gold, and to make the likeness of the chariot of the cherubims, spreading their wings and covering the ark of the covenant of the Lord. All these things, said he, came to me, written by the hand of the Lord, that I might understand all the works of the pattern. And David said to Solomon, his son, Act like a man, and take courage, and do. Fear not, and be not dismayed, for the Lord my God will be with thee, and will not leave thee, nor forsake thee, till thou hast finished all the work for the service of the house of the Lord. Behold the courses of the priests and the Levites, for every ministry of the house of the Lord stand by thee, and are ready, and both the princes and the people know how to execute all thy commandments. Chapter 29. David by word and example encourageth the princes to contribute liberally to the building of the temple, his thanksgiving, prayer, and sacrifices, his death. And King David said to all the assembly, Solomon my son, whom alone God hath chosen, is as yet young and tender, and the work is great, for a house is prepared not for man but for God. And I with all my ability have prepared the expenses for the house of my God, gold for vessels of gold, and silver for vessels of silver, brass for things of brass, iron for things of iron, wood for things of wood, and onyx stones, and stones like alabaster, and of diverse colors, and all manner of precious stones, and marble of Paros, in great abundance. Now over and above the things which I have offered into the house of my God, I give of my own proper goods gold and silver for the temple of my God, beside what things I have prepared for the holy house, 3,000 talents of gold of the gold of Ophir, and 7,000 talents of refined silver to overlay the walls of the temple, and gold for wheresoever there is need of gold, and silver for wheresoever there is need of silver, for the works to be made by the hands of the artificers, Now if any man is willing to offer, let him fill his hand today and offer what he pleaseth to the Lord. Then the heads of the families and the princes of the tribes of Israel and the captains of thousands and of hundreds and the overseers of the king's possessions promised. And they gave for the works of the house of the Lord of gold 5,000 talents and 10,000 solids, of silver 10,000 talents and of brass 18,000 talents and of iron 100,000 talents. And all they that had stones gave them to the treasures of the house of the Lord by the hand of Jehiel the Gersonite. And the people rejoiced when they promised their offerings willingly, because they offered them to the Lord with all their heart. And David the king rejoiced also with a great joy. And he blessed the Lord before all the multitude, and he said, Blessed art thou, O Lord, the God of Israel, our Father from eternity to eternity. Thine, O Lord, is magnificence, and power, and glory, and victory, and to thee is praise, for all that is in heaven and in earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art above all the princes. Thine are riches, and thine is glory. Thou hast dominion over all, in thy hand is power and might, in thy hand greatness, and the empire of all things. Now therefore, our God, we give thanks to thee, and we praise thy glorious name. Who am I, and what is my people, that we should be able to promise thee all these things? All things are thine, and we have given thee what we received of thy hand. For we are sojourners before thee, and strangers, as were all our fathers. Our days upon earth are as a shadow, and there is no stay. O Lord our God, all this store that we have prepared to build thee a house for thy holy name is from thy hand, and all things are thine. I know, my God, that thou provest hearts, and lovest simplicity. Wherefore I also, in the simplicity of my heart, have joyfully offered all these things. And I have seen with great joy thy people, which are here present, offer thee their offerings. O Lord God of Abraham, and of Isaac, and of Israel our fathers, keep forever this will of their heart, and let this mind remain always for the worship of thee. And give to Solomon my son a perfect heart, that he may keep thy commandments, thy testimonies, and thy ceremonies, and do all things, and build the house for which I have provided the charges. And David commanded all the assembly, Bless ye the Lord our God. And all the assembly blessed the Lord, the God of their fathers, and they bowed themselves and worshipped God, and then the king. And they sacrificed victims to the Lord, and they offered holocausts the next day, 1,000 bullocks, 1,000 rams, 1,000 lambs, with their libations, and with everything prescribed most abundantly for all Israel. And they ate and drank before the Lord that day with great joy. And they anointed the second time Solomon the son of David. And they anointed him to the Lord to be prince, and Zadok to be high priest. And Solomon sat on the throne of the Lord as king instead of David his father. And he pleased all, and all Israel obeyed him. And all the princes and men of power and all the sons of King David gave their hand and were subject to Solomon the king. And the Lord magnified Solomon over all Israel and gave him the glory of a reign such as no king of Israel had before him. So David the son of Isai reigned over all Israel. And the days that he reigned over Israel were 40 years. In Hebron he reigned 7 years, and in Jerusalem 33 years. And he died in a good age, full of days and riches and glory. And Solomon his son reigned in his stead. Now the acts of King David, first and last, are written in the book of Samuel the seer, and in the book of Nathan the prophet, and in the book of Gad the seer, and of all his reign and his valor, and of the times that passed under him, either in Israel or in all the kingdoms of the countries. Thus concludes the first book of Paralipomenon. End of side one, please.